This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Answer. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studios to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And do not forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I just got a text message here from Steve in Thailand. He's saying Fresno shooting information from Fox 26 News. That's in Fresno. People shot were in the backyard of a house. Shooter went to the back to shoot them. All were identified as Asian men, aged between 25 and 35 years of age. That sounds strange, doesn't it? Isn't that the drug culture? Isn't that the drug culture?
I don't think so, but I don't know. I mean, I can't even imagine the Asians who are watching football.
Let alone go around shooting each other. But anyway, okay. Well, let's go back to where we were. It's certainly an uneasy world in which we live right now. And, Steve, thanks for the information. Keep me informed if anything else changes. The world that we live in is just in turmoil. I mean, we can look to Paris. We can look to Iran, the demonstrations there. We can look to what's going on over in Hong Kong and then right here in South America. Goodness sakes, what's going on here besides chaos?
Well, it is chaos. Britain, they have been going through those protests over the Brexit thing. The Hong Kong thing is just awful.
I mean, burning a bridge up there.
They stormed the university where the students were. then you got Latin America. Mm-hmm. Bolivia and Chile and Ecuador, obviously things in this world. I mean, it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even believe some of this stuff is going on.
Now, these are all kind of related insofar as they're radicals doing this. Is that the only relation we have here, or is there something else tying us together?
I wouldn't call the crowd in Hong Kong radicals. I wouldn't call them radicals at all. They're fighting for freedom over there. I mean,
well, they're not going to get
freedom.
It. They're not going to get it because didn't Great Britain give Hong Kong back to China?
No, not really. This was all over extradition, and they truly want independence and freedom, and China's not. Obviously now, it's pretty apparent that China's not going to do it. And this leader, this crazy woman who is leading Hong Kong, she's all in with China. She's all in with Beijing. I'd like to know where the rest of the world is, because I don't see a lot of the world leaders. I don't see a lot of them speaking out against this. And how does the United States go through these discussions on a trade deal when you got all, well, you got Beijing doing what Beijing is doing to Hong Kong? I don't
know, but let's change the subject and talk about something that's strange enough all by itself. Colin Kaepernick was all set to give this big pro tryout, and they were going to have all the scouts there, and they had everything all set up, and then all of a sudden he showed up at some place totally different. What's all that about?
Well, you know, ESPN has been kind of pro Kaepernick the whole time, and now they have egg on their face, and they're pretty angry. You know, Kaepernick's been a free agent for 3 years and nobody signed him.
Of course not.
So then he decides, okay, well, I'm just going to stage a moment where I can, you know, do my own little tryout for everybody. So he worked it out with the NFL. They had quite the, with Kaepernick's lawyer, Garagos.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, well, we'll do it in Atlanta. We'll do it at the Falcons camp in, just north of Atlanta. And within an hour before this whole thing was supposed to happen, Kaepernick pulls the plug, and he moves the whole thing to a high school in Riverdale, which is about an hour and a half south of Atlanta.
Yeah, now, down by Falcons, Donna. Yep.
No, it's really a suburb of Atlanta. And he goes down there, and you know, as it turns out, I think only 8 teams had sent a scout down there where this whole thing was supposed to be opened up to, if it was still at the Falcons facility, to all of them. So, I mean, he really threw egg on everybody's face. What's particularly interesting is at one point he had on a Kuta Kinte t-shirt. So he's declaring himself in solidarity with a novel written by Alex Haley.
Yeah.
Where as it turns out,
being a slave.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. as it turns out, that whole part of the story is false.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen. The way he said it was in the book and in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he blames it on a bad researcher, and then they settled out of court because that whole thing was a lie.
Well, Stephen A. Smith didn't care for him at all. And by the way, here comes the music, and we'll get back into something different. But that's the saga, probably the last saga we'll hear of Colin Kaepernick, because he has become, once again, irrelevant, which is what he was to begin with. Just saying. All right, Kathy, you take us to break, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. I look forward to having you with us on Suncoast Speaks.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. And what do 350,000-plus responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they belong to the USCCA, and they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting or anything that would involve them having to defend themselves, because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys. And yesterday, a lot of people wandered around that gun show were members of the USCCA, because they know that defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own, because the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing is the first person they're going to be looking at when something happens, when you have to defend yourself. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right sidebar. First thing you'll see is a free gun a day giveaway. Sign up for that. When you're done with that, it'll ask you if you want to join and give you three different levels of membership. And pick the one you want. You'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including a pretty sharp-looking hat I saw a guy wearing yesterday at the gun show. So there you go. That's the USCCA logo link on the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and you'll be glad you did, because it's definitely going to change your mind about the things in general that you read about every day where people wind up getting arrested and charged after they have to defend themselves. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. Massachusetts, they've had a big raid of some sort, and you've got it right there. What is it that's going on there?
Yeah, they got 78 guns.
18 gang members. This was called Operation Emerald Crush. It happened on Friday. And the street gang is the Trinitarios gang. And this happened in Lawrence, Massachusetts. I've got the list here of all the names, and they're all Latinos, every one of them.
I'm familiar with Lawrence, and there's always been quite a Latino element in there, if you will. And there was always, I don't know, there was a lot of young people there. I remember that about Lawrence.
Felony possession of firearms, ammunition, and distribution and possession of intent to distribute cocaine, including fentanyl. Now, I don't know how many agencies were involved in this. They say federal, state, and local. I would imagine Homeland Security Investigative Unit was there, FBI. Massachusetts State Police. But this one's a big one. And the timing of this one's really quite interesting after you've got Deval Patrick that announces his candidacy for president.
Yeah. Now, there's something else going on in Massachusetts, a report that came out yesterday, and this is kind of strange. Remember the older Sarniak brother?
Sarniak.
Yeah, remember him? Mm-hmm. All right.
He apparently
has been linked through DNA to the murders of three people at least a year or more prior
in
to
2011. September the 11th, 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this is odd. This is really odd. This guy was really bad news before we knew he was bad news.
Well, yeah, we were also, remember, we were warned by the Russians about these guys. But anyway, it appears that he had a co-conspirator in that case. And the co-conspirator is up on all the charges and whatnot. So I have a feeling that this is a murder case that was still being worked because the co-conspirator is still out there, you know, having his case worked. So I might remember some smidgen of this.
I thought I heard something about this. Yeah.
But it's real interesting why it's coming out now. I'll have to kind of dig into this one and see if I can't read couple of documents have been released. So I'll have to look through those and see what they're really saying about it.
Okay, what's going on in Kabul? We had a report a couple hours ago that there was a couple of explosions in Kabul.
Yeah, we did. There was a car bomb with some grenades that they were kind of back-to-back. This happened at the entrance of the military training center on the western edge. This happened about 7:30 in the morning as recruits and students were arriving for classes and training. So I don't know that there's anybody dead. I'm not seeing that, but there were several that were injured. Let's see. It says both Taliban and Islamic State target Afghan security forces and government officials in Kabul. When the country Monday's attack came just after a suicide car bombing targeting a security firm in Kabul killed 12, including children on their way to school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how you. I mean, you've got terrorism so embedded in the communities, in the cities. And, you know, obviously cities have to go on and keep moving, but I don't know how you, short of anybody that moves, that you have to do a search warrant on them.
All right. Now, there was a story that came out and went all over the Internet yesterday, and as of an hour ago, I saw it pop up again. People are sharing this and believing this, that Nancy Pelosi had diverted $2.4 billion, with a B, dollars from Social Security to pay for the impeachment proceedings.
Go ahead. the story isn't even reasonable.
No.
It isn't even close to being reasonable. First of all, she doesn't control Social Security. That's controlled by Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is she doesn't have the authority to move monies. You'd have to have a bill, you'd have to have a vote, everything else. The third thing is impeachment would never cost in the billions.
No.
Never. So, I mean, the story is, like, stupid on its face.
Millions, maybe, but even then she's not moving money from Social Security. And I told a couple of people about this, and they're going, well, so-and-so says and so-and-so says. I says, look at the story. Look at who it is. It's a blogger.
It's ridiculous. I mean, whoever even writes it, it's probably,
My point is, be careful what you read. Be careful what you send around, because all you're doing is spreading the garbage that's out there, which, by the way, somebody might have wanted that out there just to put it out there to upset some more people, because they're still trying to divide and conquer.
Well, that goes without saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you would, but I'm just telling people, on the average, need to trust but verify. And if it sounds too good to be true, remember that old addendum? It must be too good to be true.
Well, I mean, anybody who remotely begins to believe it then doesn't understand how government works. I mean, it's impossible. I mean, first of all, impeachment would never cost $2 billion. It just wouldn't. I mean, the Mueller investigation went on for 3 years, didn't cost that. I mean, so that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Now, the cost of the war on terror is costing more and more and more and more, and people are saying we're spending way too much money, but yet haven't we had some returns on our investment here? In what we've done with the Islamic State and with certain areas of the world where things have quieted down a little bit?
We cannot stop the war on terror until you eliminate the terrorists. That's just where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, anybody who believes in and subscribes to the ideology, how do you find them and how do you undo that? You don't. So we're going to be... The war on terror is going to be with us for, another generation at least.
That's what General Milley said.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you just have to be logical about it. I mean, you've got Haqqani, you've got Al-Qaeda, you've got all the factions. You still have Islamic State. You've got Boko Haram. I mean, you can go on and on and on and on and on. How do you defeat it?
All right, well, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Stay low, stay out of trouble, and I know you're going to be doing some writing today.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go there, check out her story, see what she's all about, and take it from there. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 8 more witnesses are now scheduled to testify before the House impeachment inquiry. Intelligence Committee member Chris Stewart says fellow Republicans want to hear from several people that are not on the witness list.
If you want us to release documents, not only should we hear from the whistleblower, we should hear from Mr. Biden. We should try to understand what happened there and how tied was that to some of the concerns we have regarding corruption.
Stewart on ABC's This Week. Connecticut's Chris Murphy, the Democratic leader on Ukrainian policy in the Senate, said that it appears the president violated his oath of office.
Ambassador Yovanovitch is still working at the State Department. And so what the president is basically telling her during her testimony is that there may be consequences to you and your family and your paycheck if you don't shut up. And the message that's being sent to everybody else who's thinking about testifying is chilling as well.
Murphy on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's on AM 930, The Answer, and TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for this hour's report of your military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy, where you can jumpstart your career and kickstart it into a job that'll pay you $50,000 to $60,000 a year right off the bat, with the possibility to make a lot more than that. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, we realize and we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many of you have chosen to go to the technical school route or the vocational school to learn a trade that will, in most cases, not pay you as much as you think you're going to get, because if you're going into one of those skilled fields, especially a union job where you might be going in as a plumber or a welder, or maybe you're going in as an electrician or a skilled operator of some sort, then guess guess what? If you're going into the union, you're going to be what's called an apprentice when you start out. And you're going to also be what's called an 80 percenter. So if that apprentice job pays you $12 an hour, you're going to get $9.60. If that apprentice job pays you $15 an hour, you're going to get $12 an hour, and so on and so on. And it doesn't get any better. But how would you like the opportunity to fill that void and have a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more the very first year? Well, here's how you do it. National Aviation Academy, with two campuses to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can go to their website, naa.edu, check them out there, and after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and set up an appointment to take the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's the closest to you and whichever one you want to attend. Again, the website, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. And always remember one other little thing. When you tell them the captain sent you, that'll get you the white gloves treatment at either location. Okay? National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Well, the Army, their weapons officials, are now testing an experimental drone that's armed with a multi-shot 40-millimeter grenade launcher, which will destroy enemy targets hiding behind cover, or get this, in enemy hideouts, maybe even down a tunnel. They lob a couple of grenades down a tunnel from a drone. Wow, how things have changed. And the Navy, when new sailors arrive at their technical schoolhouses, where they'll spend weeks learning vital skills to help operate the massive ships at sea, they're now hit with a somber message at the very beginning, and that is of the deadly ship collisions that happened and what can happen when things go wrong. Kind of like, it's kind of like shock therapy, if you will, the Navy's using right now to make sure that their helmsmen understand how important their job is. Now, the Navy Strategic Systems Program this fiscal year will begin looking into what new technologies it will need to develop and sustain and modernize its nuclear weapons so that they can operate on the Columbia-class ballistic missile submarines through the 2080s, which is exactly where they're going. By the way, the new building with the same name, STRATCOM, is going to be christened the new $1.3 billion headquarters after the iconic leader, General Curtis E. LeMay, some 62 years after the U.S. Strategic Command finally is moving out of the venerable old Curtis E. LeMay building, home of STRATCOM, and his Cold War predecessor, the Strategic Air Command, for a sleek new headquarters right across the street at Offutt Air Force Base. Also, a recent set of experiments with laser and microwave weapons in Oklahoma is shaping how the Air Force will move forward with its plan to protect bases from drones using directed energy microwave weapons. We've heard about them. Now they're going to be putting them into use. Also, veterans. The financial well-being of veterans has improved over the last 3 years as veterans now have less difficulty covering expenses and bills and are less likely to have a drop in income and more likely to have emergency funds and retirement savings in addition to employer plans, according to new research. But it still is taking a while to get some of these claims put through. And having talked to a gentleman yesterday who was a disabled vet, it took him 20 years to get his claim through. He was a Blue Water vet. They finally just started to accept those, but it took him 20 years to get his claim for his age in Orange. And I'll tell you, it's really pathetic, and somebody needs to wake the Senate and the House up. This bill is now, I believe, in the Senate. because Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Senate Democrats are pressing the Trump administration to announce its decision on whether to add several diseases to the list of conditions that automatically qualify for veterans benefits because they're linked to Agent Orange. There are other things, and there's been a lot of discussion about this, and they need to do the right thing. Need to do the right thing. By the way, it costs an average of about $3,000 per year to pay for retired military working dogs' medical expenses, according to Congressman Ron White. And new legislation would provide federal funding for the retired military working dogs' medical expenses, wherever they're at and whatever they're doing. And that's the least, I guess, we could do for these brave canines that have, a lot of them have been returned back home and adopted, and sometimes their handlers get them and sometimes they don't, but they have quite a few problems. Lots of times they're wounded or they've been wounded or something, and got to take care of the animals because they take care of us. By the way, lawmakers and stakeholder groups are pushing for legislation to be enacted this year that would help families of deceased military members to have more money in survivor benefits. To me, that's a no-brainer. Hopefully, they'll do something. And the top Democrats running for president in 2020 are vowing to reduce veteran suicide rates by improving access to mental health care and making improvements to the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA. You know, it takes me back to Vietnam when we came home and nobody wanted to have anything to do with these guys that were having problems, PTSD. They'd hand them a bunch of pills and send them out the door. And then a lot of Legion posts and AMVET posts, and they started up the Vietnam Veterans Post, they started to have their own encounter groups and started bringing the guys and the gals in, talking back and forth. And that worked. That really did work because you were right there, but guys and gals were in the same position you were in. You talked about things, and it worked. And I don't hear anybody talking about that anymore. I don't know if they've gotten away from it or what the deal is. And it's not embarrassing. I mean, my God, you're right there talking with your own guys and gals that are in the same situation that you're in. There was nothing embarrassing about that. It was sharing experiences, and it helped. It really helped. And maybe some of the older technology can come back in to help and knock down this suicide trend that we have, 22 a day and climbing. Goodness sakes. This is ridiculous. But I'm just saying, that's just me babbling on here, but maybe it could happen. By the way, North Korea is calling the U.S. presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, a rabid dog nearing death, as North Korea's state media stepped up a personal attack on the former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden for slandering its leader, calling the Democratic presidential candidate a rabid dog that needed to be put down. Wow. Tough words coming from the North Koreans about Joe Biden. Haven't heard him say a word of you. All right, folks, we're coming back with more. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Barnes and Sanders support combined.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much in this portion of the program. Brought to my friends down there in Bradenton at the Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe. Now, you know, if you're trotting around the area by 2525 27th Street South around lunchtime. Let's put it this way. Anytime from 11 to about 2 or 3. All right? Stop on in there and try some of that pot roast, that great pot roast sandwich they got. Or try the BLT, one of the best BLT sandwiches I've ever had with the applewood bacon stacked high. Try the amazing Superman sub. Now, my buddy Fitz had that the last time we were there. And let me tell you something. That was so big, he took half of it home. And I'm not kidding. It was four great big pieces of an amazing, huge submarine sandwich. Or there's a nightclub sub. And also the burger they've got there is called the Forklift Burger. Not for nothing either. Large and in charge. So, Mixon's Groveside Cafe at 2525 27th Street South at the Mixon Fruit Farms. You can give them a call, order ahead, 941-748-5829. And again, all you tourists that are back here, you know where I'm going with this. The Orange Swirl ice cream is to die for. Ho-ho! All right, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. You know, it's 50-some-odd degrees down here. Might even be 50 right now. And I'm talking ice cream.
So everybody's freaking out because it's in the 50s.
Well, you should have seen the gun show yesterday. It was warm where we were. The heat was on in the building. It's 53 right now and cloudy. Got a wind, so it's a little cooler than that. But there were people walking in with like 2 and 3 coats, and I'm not making this up.
So the Floridians, they get that. Well, the weather gets down to like 55. Floridians are more worried about the cold weather than they are hurricanes.
Yeah. And by the way, our governor got an award last night in New York City from one of the Jewish organizations up there, and he said that the year before, you know, we had kind of a light year hurricane-wise in Florida. He said the year before he went to the wall and prayed, and he said he's going to have to go back again for next year because we had such a good year. Maybe it'll happen 3 years in a row. All right, well, let's talk about the New York Post, because you're up there in New York, and I got some New York stories I want to ask you about. You know who Ilhan Omar is, right, the congresswoman?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the New York Post wrote a big expose yesterday about her campaign, Ilhan Omar, paying her lover's group, this is Tim Minette's E Street Group, $400,000, including a personal loan of over $100,000.
Okay. Again, I don't know where obviously the campaign finance regulators are going to obviously have to take a look into this.
They got to.
Yeah, I don't know. Campaigns have all of a sudden become lending institutions and lending certain businesses money. I find that a little off to some degree. And plus, we're at a point in time right now, we see this all the time, with the incestuous nature of politics and money flowing to people that they know, and setting your kids up for these cushy jobs, and now setting people you're dating up with ways of making money, and the whole idea of a consultancy. It's kind of a vague term there. What exactly does this guy do? And again, it could be a way of funneling campaign donations in an illegitimate way.
Yeah, back to her indirectly. But anyway, and then Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, and, of course, looking for support to be a presidential candidate. We still don't know if he's really going to be a Democrat or an independent or what the heck he's going to be. But he was criticized for his stop and frisk policy. So what did he do? He turned around and said, "Well, I'm sorry, it was a big mistake, and I'm so sorry that I did the stop and frisk, and I never would have done it if I'd given it some more thought and all that." Yeah, sure, right. Uh-huh.
Well, listen, you know, that was, you know, obviously something that had a lot of controversy here in New York, because, you know, one of the things that the police officers want to do is they want to build up trust within the community. One of the things I really loved about when I lived in Manhattan for a long time was beat cops and police officers just walking the street and you know, friendly saying hello to people and whatnot. The police department itself did not want to do the stop and frisk policy because they were worried that, you know, it's going to cause distrust, not to mention the quota policies that were put into place with the amount of citations that police officers were supposed to issue over the course of the day, and that they warned against this. So, again, if the police union came out and were like, "Yeah, see, I told you so."
Mm-hmm. Now, the New York Times, again, a New York story, say that the Democrats are rejecting Barack Obama's claim that the Democratic Party has gone too far left.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Obama's been pretty quiet, and you know, for the most part, since he left. And I kind of mentioned the fact that I think he's looking at a lot of this stuff and saying, "You got to be kidding me. These people are farther left than I am." And, you know, he's seeing some of the things that are being put forward, just how ridiculous they are, and they kind of are rebuffing them right now. I mean, we did some numbers last week on my show showing that, you know, for certain people under Elizabeth Warren's tax plan, if you make an investment, you're going to be paying over 100% of your investment. I mean, it's patently absurd, some of the things that they're coming up with. I mean, why are people going to invest or you automatically lose money every single time? So, yeah, I see what Obama's saying. I think he knows, too. It's going to be very, very, very difficult for some of these far-left people to win. I mean, even, you know, Pete Buttigieg, it doesn't get really – next to zero press compared to the likes of Elizabeth Warren and some of the others. He's leading now in the polls in some of these early states.
4 points in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now, there's something interesting going on here. Farms, which are the backbone of America, the U.S. is now starting to see some higher farm bankruptcies, especially since 2011. Now, I believe a lot of this has to do with the bad weather, the poor weather, destroying crops, and the farmers not being able to make enough money by whatever it was they were doing to make the mortgage payments on the farms and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I think, Matt, that might be the case some of the time. You can't kind of take this and put it in a broad brush because there's a myriad of different reasons. I think also as well, I think that sometimes the government and dictating what farmers should do and farms that go in a certain direction and don't adjust. One of the largest, this is not a small farm, but one of the largest dairy farms in the country, dairy producers, has gone bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the simple reason is, people aren't drinking as much milk anymore. And that's just the reason why people stop drinking as much milk as they used to. Maybe there's a big milk campaign from 20 years ago, that got milk campaign to try to get people to drink milk. That has been a campaign a while, and they're not drinking milk anymore. They're drinking almond milk and other types of things as well, the various different diets, and that's hurt them. And you get the largest milk producer in the country declaring bankruptcy.
Yeah. Now, Ken Cuccinelli runs an organization called the USCIS, and their report over the weekend was that nearly 110,000 DACA recipients have arrest records, anything from murder to rape to assault and battery to hit-and-run accidents, that sort of thing.
Well, they have murder arrests, and hopefully they're in jail. And they're not walking around. What is the number of DACA people that are looking to, how many people are actually under the DACA program compared to the amount of people who've actually had arrests?
40,000 are eligible. 40,000, but 110,000 of the additional people have arrest records, and 40,000 of them have clean records.
Okay. Well, that's all there is 140,000 DACA.
Well,
people.
That's all I got according to this report. It seems to me there's more than that, though.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot more than that. I'm curious to see what the percentages are, and I obviously think that, obviously minor offenses and things like that, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, driving things, whatever it may be, but major offenses, should be an automatic disqualification.
Okay, well, the headline reads, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has stunned Republicans again. Really?
Well, I mean, Donald Trump tried hard to win down there in Louisiana, and it didn't. You know, it came up with a loss there. So, you know, obviously, you know, you're going to see in the media, they're going to obviously be pointing to that, saying that, you know, listen, you know, Trump didn't have the moxie to push his guy over the finish line.
Same thing again. The loss was at the top of the ticket, not down the line. Same thing as what happened in Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of odd. I don't know. I mean, obviously, the governor, you know, gets good name recognition and people happen to like him.
Well, yeah. And he offered a lot of free stuff. He offered a lot of free stuff. Okay, well, here comes the news, the music, rather, which means I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So in the meantime, stay low and stay warm.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, and I forgot to ask him about the weather up there in his backyard because they got a winter storm watch up there for where he's at today. We'll see what happens. And when I come back, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.